home with less than 10 minutes left to play. Ball at 32-yard line, again, second and nine for Mount Home. Flex bone formation this time for the Bombers. Isaac McKay under center. And here's the handoff to the left running back. You can tell that. I think that was Winfelt. And he's going to be tackled for quite a loss.
That didn't look like from the word go. Something happened on that. That didn't come across. He got too much depth in the taking that handoff and got pushed back even farther. So that play just didn't look like from the very go.
It's a 5-yard loss for Mountain Home. It's going to be a second and it's going to be third and 14 at the Batesville 37. So Isaac McKay once again under center, flex bone formation behind him. And he's going to fake the handoff. He's back to pass. He's driven out to the left side. Now he's just going to keep it, try to get something out of it, and he has run out of bounds again, but I don't think enough for the first down.
No, it made a lot of difference. It's going to be fourth and short instead of third and long, so it's going to be awful close.
It is very close. The ball is placed at the, well, made a pen on the spot.
He's going to stay fourth down.
Okay, so it is going to be fourth down at the 29-yard line. That's an 8-yard. I'm sorry, that's a. That's at the 24-yard line. That's a 13-yard gain. So it is fourth and one at the Batesville 29-yard line, and looks like Mount Holmes once again going to go for it. After last play, I really don't blame him.
No, you got to go for it right here.
Now they're switching from the flex bone to the wishbone now. Isaac McKay under center, and he's going to hand off to Junior Williams. He's got it.
Yes. Well, no doubt. We were looking for the bubble that time in the line of scrimmage. That place where the defensive lineman went right behind that offensive guard with Junior. And the linebacker just didn't step up quick enough to stop it.
Ball goes at the 21-yard line. He needed one. He got three out of it. So move the chains once again for Mountain Home at the 21-yard line of Batesville. 8:35 left to play in the game. 10-point lead for the Pioneers. 24-14 is our score. Flexbone formation behind Isaac McKay. And he will hand off to Junior Williams. He's across the 15 to the 10-yard line. Well, near the 10-yard line.
It'll be close to another first down.
That is close. It depends on the spot. They're going to mark it at the 12-yard line, so that's a 9-yard gain.
Well, and you look at the Batesville defense right now. They're down on their knees and got their hands on the hips. They're tired right now.
They really seem drained. Flexbone formation once again for Mountain Home. Second and a yard at the 12-yard line. And looks like a
flag on the play.
Yep.
Dadgummit.
Well, you sure didn't need that. Especially with the momentum they're having right now. False start.
Nittany.
So with that, they'll back up 5 yards. It is second and six at the 17-yard line.
False start against the Bombers. Second down and six.
Okay.
So
this second, we got 3 downs to make this, so let's just keep punching at them.
Flexbone formation behind Isaac McKay. 7:38 left to play in the game. 24-14 Batesville on top. McKay will hand off to Williams. And he is across the 15. He's still moving. And he is at the 10-yard line. I think he's got enough for it.
Yeah, he ran into his own offensive lineman down the field right there. The offensive lineman was kind of surprised. Turned around and grabbed him and just pulled him forward.
That's going to move, put the ball at the 10-yard line. 7-yard gain. And move the chains once again for the Bombers as actually just outside the 10, actually probably to about the 11-yard line. So it was a 6-yard gain, just enough for the first down. Mountain Home with it first and 10 and another stoppage of play. And timeout Batesville. We'll take it with them. 7:14 left to play in the game. Pioneers lead Mountain Home 24-14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There is nothing that cannot be accomplished through cooperation. From working with new or existing companies to working with government leaders, we help our communities grow and prosper. Your local electric co-op provides leadership to ensure that your rates are among the lowest in the nation. Affordable, reliable, and responsible power attracts and sustains local economies. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
Well, Mountain Home with the ball, first and 10 at the Batesville 11-yard line. Just about to make this a one-possession game, Bob.
Yeah, they are. You know, we just need to punch it in real quick here and get the ball back and, you know, don't give up a big kickoff return. Let's kick it out of bounds or, well, we got to score first. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. We need to punch it in right here and get the extra point and get within three.
Well, I tell you, and you've got to be encouraged with the way the defense is playing right now. Batesville hasn't scored this half.
No, they haven't scored this half. We did a good job. Of course, we've kept the ball away from them a lot this half.
Yeah.
You know, they hadn't run many offensive plays in comparison to what they did early, and they hadn't been successful in a lot of them. So, yeah, we're just going to keep pounding at them right here because they're tired right now defensively.
It is first and 10 at the 11-yard line for Mountain Home. Isaac McKay under center. Flex bone formation behind him. And he's going to fake the handoff. He's going to keep it across the 10-yard line to about, I believe, the 8-yard line. That'll be a 3-yard gain if that's where the spot is.
Good job by time of going opposite that way. And, you know, you got to make the defense defend as much as the field as humanly possible. And so when you spread them and run back the other way once in a while, it keeps them from flowing too quickly to the football.
This is the 21st play of this drive, man.
That's pretty darn good.
Isaac McKay keeping the ball once again. He's across the 5-yard line. Is he in the end zone? He is! Touchdown, Mountain Home! Good run there by Isaac McKay.
That was a good job. Once again, got a little help from Junior right there at the end, you know, helping him get in the end zone. But, you know, bottom line is they got in the end zone right now. Let's kick the extra point, pin them back deep on the kickoff, and get the ball back.
And it is a one-possession game. And, we still have an extra point coming with 6:34 left to play in this contest. Mikey McLean will be on for the extra point. Here's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up. And it is no good.
No.
So, well, field goal won't tie. You pretty much need a touchdown now.
Yes.
6:34, let's play in the game. It is Mountain Home trailing Batesville 24-20. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Okay, from the start.
Acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf. Aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana,
beets, bell pepper, broccoli,
blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Mangosteen,
pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, peach.
You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
You know, it's been barely a week, and already my skin is better.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit?
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS. Or
Texas Superfood.
Well, that touchdown drive for Mountain Home went 21 plays for 95 yards. We started that at our own 5-yard line and went 21 plays for the score.
Yes, and ate up a lot of time on the clock. You know, you couldn't draw up a drive better than that for a team option team.
6:34 left, an onside kick for Mountain Home, and it looks like Batesville is going to recover it, and they're going to try to get a return of it, a little bit of a return. Not much of one, but it's going to be at the 41-yard line, I believe, where they're down. That is, for Batesville, that was Demetrius Holiday, the wide receiver again, who's already committed to Arkansas State, coming up to field that ball.
Well, that was a good idea right there. Got a good bounce, just went a little, didn't go high enough and long enough.
Broadcast tonight brought to you by The Locker Room. If it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. They have all the local school logos, and they offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, and other items. So first and 10 for Batesville at their own 41-yard line. I formation for the Pioneers. That is Jeffries with it. He is going to hand off to Hall, and he is going to gain a yard, and that's it.
Well, much better job playing that pitch sweep right there. You know, got his shoulders turned, got up the field, but Foreman right there to meet him along with Strider, I believe, right there on the other side. Good job of playing. Much better job of playing that run.
Well, actually, I gave him 2 yards on that. That was a good spot, it looked like. So it's so the ball's at the 43-yard line, second and 8 for the Pioneers. 5:55 left to play in the game. So it looks like a shotgun formation this time for Batesville. That is Jeffrey Beck's pass. It completes the screen pass, and looks like Batesville's going to have the first down on it.
Yeah, that's just been a good play for them all night long. You know, they get those big receivers out there throwing to them. They're just hard to tackle one-on-one when you get a couple blockers out there in front of them.
So the ball is going to be marked at the 49-yard line of Mountain Home. That is just enough to move the chains. 8-yard play on the pass. So, again, first and 10 for Batesville is there at the Mountain Home 49-yard line. A little over 5.5 minutes left to play in this contest. Looks like Jeffrey is in the I formation. Two receivers split out to the right, and the handoff goes to, I believe that is Kadar Floyd, and he fumbles the ball, and I believe Mountain Home has it.
No, they're going to call him down.
Are they going to? No, they're good. Well, they're conferring right now. They're discussing it. I couldn't quite tell. No, they're going to call him down. You're right. And speaking of downs, looks like Batesville has a player down right now.
Yeah, he's got cramps, it looks like.
And so stoppage of play as Batesville will tend to its injured player.
Ball's at the Bomber 26-yard line, first and 10.
That was Kadar Floyd on the run. And that went to the 26-yard line. So that was a 23-yard gain on that run by Kadar Floyd.
Almost a big play right there.
Yes, it was. So first and 10 for Batesville at the Mountain Home 26-yard line. 5:27 left to play as a we are ready to start this clock back up. That is Jeffrey at quarterback for Batesville right now. And Batesville has a play they want. They line up with in the I formation. Jeffrey under center, two receivers split out to the right. And he will hand off to Hall, and he's not going to gain a whole lot.
He's going to be stopped short.
Probably about a gain of about 1 or 2. Looks like a 1 yard gain to the 25-yard line. So it's going to make it 2nd and 9 for Batesville.
Well, they like running into the short side of the field right there, away from the open side. They've done that several times. And, you know, with limited success, sometimes they've either been real good on the play or, you know, we've done a good job defending it.
I tell you what, as quick as Cedric Hall is, Mountain Home's done a good job of containing him in the second half.
Yes, I have. I don't want to see him pitch to the right side and let him run.
Yeah. Offset eye this time for Batesville.
Here they come this way when they offset that eye.
Jeffrey under center, and he is going to pitch it to the right to Hall, and he is going to be tackled at the 29-yard line, and a flag is down. Was a late hit out of bounds, was it?
I'm sure it was.
We'll see what the what the call is. The official about to give the signal.
There is a flag on the play.
Personal foul against the defense.
Personal foul against the Bombers.
And so that will move the ball half the distance to the goal, and it'll be enough for a first down.
Looked like they said something about him using the crown of his head or something. I don't know if he speared him when he was down or whatever. I couldn't tell. It was right there on the sidelines.
So that will move the ball to the 12-yard line, a net gain of 13 yards on that penalty. So first and 10 at the 12-yard line for Batesville. 4 minutes left to play in this game.
13-yard line.
If you can keep them out of the end zone, even if they just get a field goal, you still got a shot. Offset eye for Batesville. Jeffrey under center, and he's going to hand off to Hall, and he drives to the left side, and I believe he's going to go into the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Batesville.
No, he just got the edge on us, and we couldn't make up that angle. He's got that speed. Speed kills when you get in a wide open field like that.
So that makes a two-possession game once again. On the 12-yard run by Cedric Hall, Nelson Romero will be on to kick the extra point with 3:40 left to play in this game. Here's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 3:40 left to play, is Batesville on top of Mountain Home, 31-20. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
I chose SAU.
I chose SAU.
Southern Arkansas University is one of the fastest growing, one of the most affordable universities in the state of Arkansas. Our academic programs are attracting students from all over the Arkansas region and literally around the world. Our university has gained a reputation of having a culture of caring. Come visit SAU and find out why so many students are saying they are glad they chose SAU.
A man has a 1 in 7 chance of developing prostate cancer during his lifetime. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation announces that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Stay in the game! The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information about free screening locations in September, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Well, Batesville makes it a two-possession game once again, 31-20 after the 12-yard touchdown run by Cedric Hall. That's his second touchdown of the night. 3:40 left to play in this game. It is Nelson Romero back to kick for Mountain Home. The kick is up in the air. Ball is received at about the 6-yard line. And looks like it'll go to near the 20, maybe just inside the 20. And Mountain Home will begin another drive there.
That was a much better kickoff than what he's done tonight so far. That was high and pretty deep.
So they're going to mark the ball at the 21st down. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by ASU Mountain Home, creating opportunities, changing lives. Visit asumh.edu.
Boy, and here's where we need a quick strike, and we're just not built that way.
Right. I tell you what, they have fought. Got to give Mountain Home credit, though. They have fought hard in this second half.
Well, they have. They have overcome some adversity, and just a break here or there would have been a big difference.
McKay under center, flexible formation behind him, and he is back to pass, and it is caught. And the ball goes to near the 30-yard line, just short, shy of the first down. That was, I believe, that
Winfield.
That was Winfield there on the reception.
They just brought him out of the backfield, ran him on that under route right there, let that wide receiver clear out, and brought him out of the backfield. And I actually never saw him until McKay threw it to him. I didn't know where he came from.
9-yard gain on the pass play from McKay to Winfield. Second and a yard at the 29-yard line. 3:28 left. And a good job getting out of bounds by him, too.
Look out,
McKay back to pass once again. And the pass is caught. And a first down for Mountain Home. Well, and he was being rushed, too.
That big defensive tackle was trying to chase him down. I'm telling you, 6'3", 260 pounds. And he can run. Isaac Felton did a good job of once again finding the receiver in the middle of the field.
Ball's at the 34, first and 10, Mountain Home. 3:20 left to play in the game. 31-20, Batesville on top. And flexbone formation once again for the Bombers. Isaac McKay under center. And McKay back to pass. And the pass is intended for Liddy, just a little over his head.
Overthrown a little bit at that time. It had a step or two on the defender. And
he sure did.
And just a little bit too much air under the ball.
So second and 10 after the incomplete pass.
Second down and 10.
Yeah, you're right. He did. He had his man beat. He just, you know, just get to him. You go for a big gain.
Made a good move. Got the inside right there and was open. I'm impressed with McKay's arm. He's throwing the ball a long ways tonight.
Yeah, he is. 2:59 left to play in the game. Second and 10. Mountain Home has it at their own 34-yard line. McKay under center. Flex bone formation once again. McKay back to pass. And this time the pass is, just incomplete. Couldn't see who that was diving for it on the far sideline.
Okay. Third down and 10.
We got number 80.
I believe that is, T.J. McKenna. It was a good diving effort, just couldn't quite haul it in.
Just timeout.
And looks like timeout called by Mountain Home. We'll take it with them. 2:52 left to play in the game. Mountain Home trails Batesville 31-20. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
In 1935, a young boy moved with his family to Dice Colony. Young J.R. Cash would spend the next 15 years of his life in the Arkansas Delta, a place where he experienced happiness and tragedy, good times and bad times. You can now visit the home where he grew up and the surroundings that inspired his music for decades to come. Historic Dice Colony, boyhood home of Johnny Cash, is now open in Dice. Find out more, log on to deltabyways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
Well, Mountain Home will have it to 3rd and 10 at their own 34-yard line with 2:52 coming out of the timeout as they trail Batesville 31-20. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by Dairy Queen. Attend the Bomber Games and receive a 20% off coupon to be used at your Mountain Home DQ after the game. Weeknights, stop by DQ and get a Misty Slush for a dollar after 6 p.m. Well, a couple more chances to try to convert a first down here.
Well, that's true. Third down and... I wouldn't be surprised to look for a running play at some point in time because the defense has loosened up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you got to make a first down.
So McKay under center. Looks like Williams is the only one in the backfield behind him. McKay back to pass, and it looks like he's going to be sacked.
He just got pressure on him. They're just, man, it's tough for a run-oriented team to pass block because it's two different skills, and when you ask them to pass block against defensive linemen and ends, they're just coming at all costs right there. It's hard to do.
So that makes it fourth and 13, I believe, at the Mountain Home 31-yard line.
And Batesville's just going to back up and play a prevent-looking defense right now. They've got actually four safeties back about 12, 15 yards off the ball.
Yep. And now stoppage of play. Play clock.
I don't know why they're stopping it for that, wouldn't it?
Okay. So trying to get everything situated out, looks like. So now the play clock runs once again, as does the game clock.
Gosh,
and another stoppage
of
play. What? I'm not sure what's going on right now. Is it a timeout?
Timeout
Batesville. We'll take it with them. 2:06 left to play in the game. It is a Batesville on top, 31-20. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate.
Batesville taking the timeout there with 2:06 left to play in this game as they lead Mountain Home 31-20. Bombers have the ball at their own 31-yard line with 4th and 13 to go. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by Studio West Boutique. Fun fall fashions arriving daily with all your favorite brands at Studio West Boutique at 714 South College Street in Mountain Home. So one more chance to keep this drive alive for Mountain Home as... Again, they have it 4th and 13 at their own 31-yard line. Flex bone formation behind Isaac McKay. One receiver split out to the left side. McKay back to pass. And he's about to be brought down again, and he is. And so Mountain Home is going to turn it over on downs.
Takes over on the Bomber 20 yard line.
That didn't have much of a chance right there because they just, two of them came untouched almost.
11-yard loss on that sack. So Batesville is going to have the ball at the Mountain Home 20, first down. It's going to be at the 22-yard line, I guess. Well, Mountain Home has actually outscored Batesville in this half, but they just had too much to overcome.
They did. They got too far behind. We talked about, we can't get that far behind. We're not a good come-behind team. We did a good job tonight of coming back from that deficit, though.
Power eye formation. The pitch back to Cedric Hall, and he has it across the 20 to, I think, about the 19-yard line, and it's going to be a gain of about 3 on that play.
He's a starting tailback, still in the ball game.
Yep.
Minute 45 to go.
Wendell was there for the Bombers. Stopped at about the 19-yard line.
Batesville quickly up to the line. Pitch back once again, and I believe.
That's different. 47 right there.
Yep.
Oh, God, fellas. Quick.
And another flag. Seth Salter on that run there.
Well, you got to be able to control your emotions right now. I mean, that just was way after the ball was dead, and that was just totally uncalled for.
1:27 left to play in the game, and we're waiting to get the official ruling, a personal foul against Mountain Home.
The play was over. It was 10 yards away from the play. There wasn't any sense in it.
10-yard mark off against the ball.
It's going to be half the distance to the goal, and it's going to put the ball at the 10-yard line. So first and goal for Batesville.
First down.
And Batesville, they'll try to score again.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
There's no doubt in my mind he's going to try to score again.
Yep. So the clock running with less than 1:20 left to play in the game. It's like a power eye formation once again for. They're going on the line.
I say that and he kneeled down. That's unbelievable.
That is surprising. So that's going to put the ball at, I believe, about the 12-yard line, 2-yard loss on the kneel. Second down and goal at the 12-yard line. 42 seconds left.
They'll snap it one more time, hopefully.
And does Mountain Home have a player down? Or no? Nope.
I don't know what they're doing.
Okay. Well, now the clock is running, and you're right. They will just have to snap it one more time. Seconds left, and there's the final kneel down, and this game has come to an end. Well, hard fought for Mountain Home, but just came up short there in the end, Bob.
Yeah, it was. We did a good job. We got down big in the first half and didn't need to do that, but, you got to give them credit. They came back and played hard. And that 95-yard drive, and 21 plays there, took part of the third and fourth quarter. That was probably the highlight of the game, as far as we go. We did a good job. We just got down early, and we just can't do that.
So, again, Mountain Home suffers 11-point loss as they will go into to conference play with an 0-3 record. Batesville gets their first win of the season. We'll come back and start the Bombers postgame show in just a moment. Our final score tonight, Batesville 31, Mountain Home 20. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
And feel really great about it. Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. clean out, and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.
When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Plans are being made for a revitalized downtown and exciting events that will once again make the historic city the hub of South Arkansas. Pine Bluff Rising is working to empower citizens of the city and move concepts to action. When Pine Bluff again thrives, it will be good for all of Arkansas. Want to keep up with the progress of Pine Bluff Rising? Like us on Facebook and watch daily as a new Pine Bluff rises.
You don't have to play sports to be a champion. On or off the field, each day, you dedicate time and effort to reach your personal goals and dreams. But tobacco use can ruin your hard work and path to higher achievement. If you use tobacco, make a play that brings you one step closer to victory and better health. Call the Arkansas Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW to speak with a quit counselor about free medication and support. It's time to feel like the champion you are.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected